Hello and welcome to the Inner Take podcast. My name is Ramon Gardella and I'm your host. The Inner Take is a podcast for musicians, a space to talk about what happens inside us when we make music, the thoughts and feelings that shape how we play. I will share my experience as a musician, what I've learned along the way, and I will talk to other musicians about their journey. This podcast is not about technique, it's about what happens inside us when we make music. So, if you are a musician, stay right there. Welcome to The Inner Take. Let's begin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Inner Take podcast in another Sunday edition. This is the episode number 8. We are close to the episode number 10. So, it's a great moment and it's great to share it with you. Today's episode is, I think, the most important episode in the history of the Inner Take podcast. I'm going to talk to you about a very, 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 very important idea. Something that every musician really needs to know and to understand. What we are going to explore today is essential if you want to understand where you stand in your life as a musician. It's true. It's really to understand where are you, how are you, why are you doing the things that you are doing, and mostly, why are you suffering so much doing music, if this is your case, of course, that you are suffering. So, if suffer is present, one of the explanations of this suffer is the thing that I'm going to tell you today. So, please stay there. So far, I believe that every episode of the Inner Take podcast talks about something very important, something deep, something that can really help and give you tools to reflect about your musical practice. But this episode today, especially, I really can't recommend it enough, because this is one of the main keys to understand why we suffer as musicians and why so many times we end up disconnecting from music. This is one of the most powerful ideas I've ever come across. And when I first found it, when I first heard about it, it was like a click in my head. It made me see everything differently. You know, those moments when suddenly everything makes sense. That's exactly what this was for me. And once again, thanks to the book Music and Emotions, written by musician, conductor, and psychologist Mauricio Weintraub, we now have a way to understand what it really means to be a musician and what this life is about. And today I want to talk about one of the key ideas from that perspective. And let me tell you, there is no right time to know these things. So no matter how old you are, which relationship with music you have, if you're a professional, if you're a student, if you think, oh, now I'm realizing about all of this, now it's too late. No, it's never too late. It's better that you hear about it, that you have the experience to contact with this idea. If you're a student and you're starting a career in music, this can open completely a new way of understanding your musical education. And if you have already been in music for a few years, like me, you might start seeing your past and your present in a different way. That's exactly what happened to me. At first, it was a bit disturbing, I have to say, because I realized that as musicians, we are often at the mercy of others. We depend all the time on what others say, and that affects not only our music, but also who we are. But at the same time, when I realized about this idea I'm going to talk about soon, it was also a relief, because I started to understand a lot about my own suffering when making music. Something really shifted inside me when I understood this. So, let's go. Let the journey begin. Today, we are going to talk about a huge difference between making music and building a career in music. Yes, I'll say it again. Making music and building a career in music. It's not the same thing. And you may ask yourself, of course it's the same thing. No. This is something completely different. But in the system we are trained on, we learned this is the same thing. Building a career is making music, but it's not. There is a huge difference, and I'm going to explain it to you now. So this massive gap between these two things, maybe you've never thought about this before, or maybe doesn't fully make sense yet, you're very welcome to join this journey. I was in the same place when I first heard this. I had no clue about it. And that's why this was such a big moment for me, when everything suddenly clicks or sometimes falls apart. So to really understand this difference and the problems it can create if we are not aware of it, let's first define what each one is. And the journey starts here. At the beginning, there is only music. And to think about music, I want to invite you to go back a little bit. How did you start? What was your first contact with music? How was it? Can you remember it? Because in that moment, there is something very powerful. Something very powerful happened. And that's the essence we're trying to reconnect with. In my case, let me tell you my case, because it's quite funny. Because, you know, I'm a classical professional percussionist, but my first contact with music was, I remember listening to a Shakira cassette that had been given to my older sister in my hometown. And there was this drum part which entered the song. And one day I asked myself, out of nowhere, how do this guy do that? How do you do that? I had no idea about percussion, about instruments, about different sounds. But the question was, how do you do that? I heard this and I said, how do you do that? So I started listening, rewinding, listening again, hundreds of times, until I could finally play the rhythm somehow with my hands. No sticks, nothing. And then I grabbed a can, a pillow, and started trying to change the pitch, like the drummer moving between the tom-toms and the snare drum. That was my first approach to percussion. And I don't have any problem telling you this. This was Shakira. Yeah. And when I look back at that moment now, I see it very clearly. This was really a game. There was no pressure, no need to get it right, no need to play it for anyone, no rush. It was just me standing in front of the player, the cassette player, listening to that intro again and again and trying to do it somehow. Now, after this, let's look at the beginning of everything. And this comes directly from the book Music and Emotions. There is a child, there is a sound. There is a child fascinated by that sound. A child who longs for it, who searches for it, who needs it, who loves it. They're a musician. They're music. Sounds a bit poetic, maybe even unrealistic to you, but it's not. Let me tell you, it's not. Because when we make music, we are actually recreating something very fundamental from childhood. Play. We are playing. When we are making music, we are playing. Let's think about this parallel between making music and a child playing. So music is the art of expressing emotions, expressing life through sound. If you have been listening to the previous episodes of the Inner Tape podcast, you're going to understand this idea more. And making music has three elements. A musician, a piece, sometimes no piece and improvisation, and an instrument. And it's something deeply personal and intimate, even if people are watching. Making music is something deep that connects with you, with your intimacy. When a musician makes music, they connect with the piece, and through the piece, with their own emotions, their own life, their own source. Now let's think about a child playing. When a child plays, they create their own universe with its own rules, its own order, its own chaos. There is nothing outside the game. Even if they're playing with somebody else, that person is also inside the game. So when a child is truly playing, nothing exists outside of it. And just like in music, there are also three elements. The child, the game, and the objects they used to play. And what is a child doing? They are expressing themselves. That's what playing is, expressing yourself. There's no goal beyond the game itself. Even in competitive games, where you want to win, the goal is still part of the game. It belongs to it. And when the game ends, nothing remains. If the child enjoyed it, they feel more full. And if not, if they didn't enjoy, less full. And that's it. The game ends and the child goes back to being what they were. A child. Or at least that could be ideal. And be careful. The same thing happens with music. When a concert ends, nothing remains. The musician has played. Maybe they connected deeply. Maybe not. Maybe they expressed a lot. Maybe less. If the connection was deep, they feel more fulfilled. If not, less. And that's it. Period. The concert ends and the musician goes back to being what they were. A person. Living their everyday life. Or at least that could be ideal. A child who plays a lot and enjoys it is closer to happiness. And a musician who makes a lot of music and enjoys it is also closer to happiness. That's all. So, when you think about your connection with music, do you see it like this? Can you perceive the game in the act of making music? Can you connect with that moment where it was just you making music? Maybe you were a child, maybe not so young, like me, trying to figure out those Shakira songs. But let me tell you, in my opinion now, when I look back now, I clearly see it as a game. Because there was no pressure, there was not right or wrong, there was not a person who I should show what I was playing. I feel like that was an initial stage. And that later would completely contaminate it. Contaminated by building a career in music. So let's go there. What is a career? A career is about professional growth or not. And it depends on how others see your performance. So a musical career is the professional development of a musician based on how others judge what they do. Now, before we had three elements in making music, three elements. But now there's a fourth one. The other. So we have the musician, we have the piece, we have the instruments, and now we have the other, another person. And what does this other do? They judge, they decide, they determine whether you move forward or not. So when you play to build a career in music, everything changes. Now your attention goes outward toward others. There's no more intimacy, no more inner focus, no more pure expression. Now there's always an attempt to please, and the game is over. So when you're focused on building a career in music, you are no longer a child playing. You become someone trying to be what you think others want to see. You're no longer inside your own universe, creating and discovering yourself. You're not there anymore. Now you're someone who has to push aside your deepest, most personal part in order to be accepted. Because a career always depends on others. Others decide if you move forward after a concert, an audition, an exam, a competition. Others decide if you get the job, the orchestra position, the opportunity. It's always someone else. But if we look really deeper, then something interesting appears. This musician is still a child who loves the game, but who is not really playing. It's like a child who knows their parents are watching, so they pretend to play, trying to do it well. So they are accepted, admired, loved. So yes, this musician is still a child, but a child who cannot really play. A child who is somehow sick, and because of that cannot grow. And here we realize something very deep. You spend your life playing for others. You spend your life trying to be accepted. You put in someone else's hand the decision of whether you're good or not. In a way, you give away your music, your art. You forget that this is a game. You forget that this is a game and that every time you play, it's just an opportunity to connect with what you want to express, with your inner source. And if you don't know what inner source is, please listen to the previous episode of the Inner Tape Podcast when I tell you what the inner source is and what your inner source is. So that's the essence. Everything else is for others. Crazy, right? It's absolutely crazy. So when you look back, you realize there was always someone in your head. A teacher, a conductor, a colleague, a jury, an exam board. And you were trying to please all of them. And like I mentioned in the first episode, when a former colleague told me about his audition, and he didn't pass the audition, and this was a position he was playing 2 years already, and then this was the audition to have the position permanent, and he didn't pass. Someone else got the position. And he told me, you know, I'm not really sure I can play percussion. And this is a guy, a professional percussionist with experience. It's a great musician. It's a great person. It's a guy who built a house. And now he's not sure if he can play percussion. And this is why. Because he thinks the result of the audition makes him a bad percussionist. Because some people, the others, said to him no. And he didn't know how to react and how to get away from this situation and say the result, what they want, doesn't affect who am I as a musician and who am I as a person, as an artist. It's just they want something else. And I'm going to talk about auditions and lessons, how these exhibition venues are and how should we understand them, not to fall in the mistake to think that these things for others are talking about how am I as a musician. And in this case of my colleague, you clearly see something. You don't even know what kind of musician you are. You don't even know what are you capable of. Because not getting into an orchestra suddenly means I am a bad musician. How can that be, people? How can that be? If your music, your whole process has nothing to do with that. And the problem is, in the music world, it's very hard to escape this relationship with the other because the system is built this way. But now you're aware of it. Now you know that you are putting your art at the service of others. And what others say has nothing to do with who you are as a musician. It has to do with who they are and what are they looking for. And maybe you are not the person they are looking for. You know that phrase, when somebody speaks badly about you, they are not really talking about you, they are talking about themselves. And this is the key. Some people will like what you do, others won't. But your value as a musician should not depend on that. And your value has to come from you. I know this is hard. I know it's after not winning, let's say, winning an audition. Of course, it's sad because you really wanted to do this. Or if you play a concert and something don't go well. Well, of course you wanted to play everything right and mistakes happened. But this is part of the career. This is part of the process. This is part of life. And all these things, you take all these things with you on stage. And the fact that someone says yes or no, it's another thing. It's to get in places to feel your career in music. But not making music. Making music is something else. Making music is how can you play your music and connect every time you can play your music, how far you can connect with what you have to say. And when the concert is over or the audition or it's over, you go home and you make your life. You celebrate one night and then you get back to work. And for me, very good key, a very good tool, help to be aware of this and not fall into the trap of the career, is to stay connected as possible to making music, as a way to express what you want to say. So to stay really close to this attitude of making music. And let me tell you something more. When you do this, you actually increase your chances of building a career in music, of making money, of playing concert. One thing doesn't cancel the other. Actually, it gives more strength to the other. Because when you go out into the world, connected to your energy, to your music, to your source, to what you have to say, that has a unique power and people feel it. And there is space for that. There are people very interested in what you have. But the problem is maybe they don't see it. Maybe because you're too focused on being accepted. When the one who needs to accept you is you, there is place for what you have to say. And people want to see what you have. What is your music? And not, you don't want to see someone trying to fit in all the places possible. You want to see someone who is connected with their music, and then they're going to say, ah, I like this. But first, it has to start that you connect yourself to what you have to say, to what you want to play, and not what the others want you to play. I remember I was studying, and then I played a lot of things, a lot of pieces, but because I had to, or somebody said, okay, this is the program, and I had to, and then I had the chance to play a solo concert during my studies, and I could pick the pieces I wanted, and then I was, okay, what do I want to play? Because until here, I just played things that I had to fit in this system. And I am very happy with my career, and I know I'm building a career, and I know what to do to build a career. And it's very important to build a career. But the career should not be the energy to make music. The music should be the energy. If we connect with our music a lot, the most we can, then we have big chances to make career, because there is place to put our music and make a career and still being connected with our music. And to give an example of this, I'm going to tell you in the next episode of the Inner Tech podcast how an improvisation that I played in a concert led to my first commission piece and a paid concert. Yeah. And I will also share a few ideas to help you find a healthy balance between making music and building a career in music. For today, this is it. It's a lot. That's why I don't want to continue telling my story, because this episode should be the one you hear it a couple of times and you reflect on your career and you see how are you spending or how you spend so much time giving your art to someone else, waiting to someone else to say good, bad, yes, no. You come in, you go out, and you lost track of your music and the things you want to do. If something in this episode resonated with you, I invite you to take a look at Mental Notes. The link is in the description. There you'll find texts, videos, and short resources that can help you explore these ideas further, and most importantly, space to talk about them. Thank you for taking the time to listen to me. See you next time. Take care of yourself. Bye.